the sound of me whispering or speaking quietly. This is also your lucky day. If you hate the sound of me whispering or speaking quietly, you can suck my imaginary dick, because the time has come. Oh, fuck off, who's messaging me now? Anyway, to do the totally unofficial audio questionnaire, or TOEQ, as it says here. I got another message. I need to put this on fucking mute. There we go. Now I won't be hassled by all my fans. So, if you can't tell, I am a wee bit intoxicated. I am a little bit, how you say, stoned. I know that nobody has been exploited. It's a game. It's Christmas Day, and I'm happy because that Fantasy Island thing, that's what made me actually go like, wait, one person wrote all these fucking scripts. That is crazy. And this is really fucking hot. That's the one that I had. So it's all on Moondance with Me's page on his SoundCloud. Who was it written by? I need to look who it was written by because I don't want to like forget, because that would be kind of dickish of me. I have a feeling I know, but I also don't want to get the user wrong. See, it's the first thing I have saved here. It's Lil Miss Jazz, who's fucking crazy, like crazy, crazy good. But yeah, it's on Moondance with Me, Sangasm. But it features Northern Heat, XO, Depraved and Desired, Texan underscore Guy, and ASMR Audio, which they all did such a great job. I've come to every single one of those. Choose your own adventure. I was like, that is really fun, and maybe that is an interesting challenge I could do for myself, and I would like to do that for myself. I would like to write a series or choose your own adventure. I think that could be really, really fun. 3, have you discovered any new turn-ons since listening to GWA audios? Gone Wild audios. because obviously, oh, I'm gay. Moment that I had was with a teacher I had who, like, had the most severe face ever, like sharp cheekbones, like everything about her was so sharp. She had platinum blonde hair. She was mean. She had huge stilettos on every day. She only wore black, white, or red, usually black, and always just so clean and always so put together and stuff. So that's beautiful, but also like women wearing like soft, beautiful summer dresses, watches in suits, women just like anything women do. I love women. Number six, where was the riskiest or most unusual place you've had sex or masturbated? We've mentioned this on or Margo Moon many a time, and we'll mention it again. Being anally fingered in the front row of the fucking science lab when I was in school. Number seven, other than the bed, what is your favorite place in the house to have sex? The carpet. Eight, what accessories have you used with a partner? Accessories for the purpose of this question. Short answer, yes. Long answer, also yes, but like, does it count as a one night stand if it wasn't consensual? I don't know, do you know? Because if non-consensual one night stands are a thing, are included, then I can't count how many. But I have had one night stands. I mostly had them in like 2017, 2018. The vlogger in the hack of somebody that was it was just a one night stand, which I was very bummed about afterwards. Number 10, ever had a threesome, a foursome, a moresome, or and if not, is it something you would ever do? Yes, I wanna have one really bad, but I still haven't. And also, like, the thing is, it would have to be with probably complete strangers. Necessarily jealous. It's just like, if attention is not on me and I see somebody dirty talking to me for ages, giving me lots of lovely kisses all over, especially on my ears. Lots of dirty talk. Maybe like playing with my tits a little. But yeah, mostly dirty talk and like biting me and blah de blah. Fun. How long should it take? 6. When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Hair, titties, eyes. 27, have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance? No. How exciting was it? Not relevant. Were you hard or wet? No. If you haven't had one, is it something? Professionally. I've saved.